Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, everyone. This is Rhonda, and today is Violet Flame Saturday, and we'll be having others join us in a few minutes. But in the meantime, let's go ahead and get started on our show. And I just love doing a show on the archangels because they're such important, valuable angels that are here to help us. They have legions and legions of angels and in their bands. And each one of these angels in their bands represent different qualities, different aspects of God. And they're here to help us on those different aspects. It's such a wonderful thing to have angels and archangels in our lives. And there's so much we can do because the angels are here constantly helping us, dedicating themselves to our lives, helping us in every way to maintain spirituality in our souls. And without them, life just would not be the same. Even though you may have never experienced an angel personally in your life, they are there and they're constantly helping you out. We don't always recognize when an angel is helping us. The angels sometimes appear a little bit on the secretive side, a little bit not helping us in every possible way. But yet they are here. Yet they are working on our lives, working on our behalf, acting to help us out in every way possible. So when we talk about angels, we're talking about that assistance. We're talking about how they're helping us. We're talking about how moment to moment and day by day they're watching over us. Sometimes they leave us to our own devices because we are meant to grow and experience and learn in every way. It has to be our choice. It has to be our decision. But the angels do walk with us. They don't do it for us, except in those cases of emergency. And even then, they don't act without our making the call, without our asking for their intervention. And yet, so many times, all it takes is a simple call. All it takes is a simple request asking for intervention. A simple, will you help me? Will you be there for me? Will you do this for me? And so there they are. And, you know, sometimes it's simple, like, God, help me. And the angels act immediately swooping in. Sometimes we cry out in our hearts, but it goes so deep that it connects with that God flame within us. And they act that way. And we just go, oh, I need help. And the angels can act upon that because it is connecting with the God flame within us, our beseeching, our request, our asking for help. And so there it is. There it is, their response. So they respond with us. They respond to help us, to assist us. As we make the call, there they are. And so many times, there's many different things they do. And it's wonderful what they can do. It's wonderful how they can help us. So we're going to go through all the seven archangels. We're going to go through their archei and what all they have to offer. Each seven flames of God. Seven qualities of God that can assist us. Seven qualities that can benefit us in every way. And you have the seven rays, and the seven rays connect with our seven chakras, beginning, of course, with the first ray, which is the ray of God's will. It is blue. It is powerful. It is protection's flame. And it is also the flame of God's will of determining what our life is about, what we are doing, what we can do with each other, how we can respond, how we can fulfill our destiny. This is what the blue flame is all about. It's a sapphire blue, a beautiful sapphire blue that literally radiates power, radiates will. It radiates the will of the universe. You remember, God stands for geometry of divinity. So God is more a force, an energy, a light. God is personal. And yet God is impersonal because this force, this light is in everything and in everybody. And when we touch and tune into it, it is an attunement with our God self, with our I am self. It is an attunement with our true natures, with our true realities. And this attunement tells us what is real, what it's meant to be. It helps us to be the truth, to be the reality that we are. And so we adore the blue flame in our lives, this beautiful sapphire blue, and we can call to the archangels Michael and Faith, Archia Faith, and these two respond with their legions of blue flame angels as protection flame, and not only protection from outside forces such as some sort of danger or harm that could come into our lives, but also protection from those energies of darkness that may cause us to fall into depression, that may cause us to feel like we're not good enough, or that may cause us to give up on life, hopelessness. And so here comes faith, to increase our levels of faith and to help us to realize that we truly are one with the universe, that we are one with all of life. So I love the blue flame, the first ray. The second ray is illumination flame. The second ray is that flame of illumination that is totally, completely real, that is the reality of truth. What is truth in our lives? What is that truth meant to be? That is what the second ray is, illumination. It exposes. It tells us where to go. It is the fullness of understanding of all that God is and of the universe. That is a golden yellow, beautiful yellow in color, illumination, wisdom. And then we go to the third ray, which is love, pink, beautiful love. And so we have that love flame that is represented by the Archei. Well, I didn't explain. The yellow ray is Jophiel and Christine, Archangel Jophiel and Christine. And then the third ray is Archangels Chamuel and Charity. Beautiful pink ray, Archangels Chamuel and Charity. The fourth ray is the ray of God purity, the ray of the pureness of our souls, and in a sense, the naivety of our souls in the face of all this darkness. For there is a naivety in the originalness of our souls. Our true souls within haven't experienced the darkness to understand it, and so it is vulnerable. And so we have the pure nature of the white, the pure nature of that white light that literally enfolds us and keeps us pure, keeps us naive to a certain extent, keeps us seated in the truth. And the white flame is also the mother flame. It is representative of that mother light, that pure white mother light that is our lifting up of our souls. And the archangel and archai on this are Gabriel and Hope. And so we have Archangel Gabriel, who appeared to Mary when she was the Virgin Mother, when she was birthing Jesus, and letting her know how pure of a soul she was and how she was going to have Jesus, the beloved baby. And so we move on to the fifth ray, Archangel Raphael and Archai, Mother Mary, blessed healing light, blessed beautiful healers, both of them in the green emerald ray, that green light, so beautiful. And so we have Raphael and Mother Mary truly representing the highest light of the healers. And Mother Mary has over and over again throughout the ages been known to help those in embodiment for healing flame, for healing as they go. And then we move into the sixth ray, which is a combination of purple and gold. And purple is a beautiful flame that has a lot to do with the understandings of mercy and mercy's flame. And gold is, of course, illumination's flame. And so what you have is a certain peace and equanimity. You have oneness with each other. You have the understanding of how we can get along together. You have comfort's flame. You have the flame of service, because within all of this is it encompasses our going forth and helping others, the joy that we experience in our souls when we help others, and the peace that we feel as we shed our light in service to others. Archangel Uriel and Aurora are the two angels on this ray who lead bands of angels to help us in our service and administration to all of life, to help us to find peace in our souls. And then the seventh ray, Archangel Zachiel and Holly Amethyst of the violet flame, beautiful our angels on the violet flame, legions and legions of angels under them who go forth in service to all of life. And the violet is the action of the Holy Spirit. It transmutes all this darkness around us. It transmutes our fears, our inharmonies. It transmutes the energy that is not of the light, and it transforms it back into the light. A wonderful, wonderful flame, the violet flame. And that is, of course, what we name this service after. And today, Saturday, is the flame of violet. Although, of course, you can give calls for the violet flame every single day of the year, every single moment. It is amplified on this beautiful Saturday, and that is why we hold our Violet Flame Saturdays on this special day. So what we can do is move on into the booklet. We are still waiting for some of our guests to call in, and hopefully they will be able to call in later. They've been on a trip, and I'm not sure how quickly that will happen. But please go to the description for the show today and download the booklet. This booklet is Violet Flame Dedication to the Seven Archangels. And what we're doing is we're giving the spoken word in action to call forth these archangels and their archai and the flames that they stand on, these special seven rays of God that can truly bring us into alignment with our true self and all that we are meant to be. And as we come into alignment through calls to these archangels and archai and their flames, what we do is we literally raise ourselves higher in the light. And you will begin to, as you do this, experience a whole other dimension of reality than the one that you may presently be trapped in. For this world does feel like an entrapment at times. It does feel like we're caught in this place where everything doesn't go right, where we're not in the light, where we're truly not experiencing the light as best as we can experience it. And so let us now call on our co-hosts. It looks like they've been able to call in. And here is Michael. And Michael, you're on the air.
Actually,
are you with Jewel?
Good morning, Rhonda. It's Jewel.
Jewel, good, good. Okay, great.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, we're in we're very well. We're in Ashland, Oregon. We came here last night to do a really profound new experience for me with the Santo Daime Church here in Ashland. It's a church that's been around for a while, based on a church in Brazil. And they work with these beautiful anarios that are hymns that come through the leaders over the years in Portuguese, and they're really, really beautiful. They're hymns to Jesus and Mary and Joseph and last night, and to the light and to Christ. And last night the work was a Archangel Michael, Saint Michael works, and boy oh boy was it definitely Archangel Michael was in the house. And it was very, very, very clear he was in love. And the place pretty much exploded. They do work with a sacrament called Daime, which is a plant medicine that's made in Brazil. And I've experienced the plant medicine of ayahuasca in Peru. And this was very different. It was all with the lights on, and it was working, sitting in the room with hymns. It's not with the shaman and the guardians to take care of things, and the all centered around the cross in the middle of the room. And it was pretty intense, actually. It was very unusual for me to do this kind of thing in light, and just generally everything kind of all heaven breaks loose. And I once they started the hymns to Archangel Michael, they were like, they call him Saint Michael. Wow, I could feel his sword. I had a brand new experience of him, actually. I just felt his presence just exploding everywhere in the room, and I began to see a little bit more of of who he is and how he works and just how he orchestrates, and he's got everybody's, you know, back and cleansing and purifying and people falling over and people purging. They purge, like the vomit purge, and people had to lay down, and, you know, people were, like, making movements with their body, and just, oh, my God. Yes, it was challenging for me, and beautiful, and quite intense. So, yes, it was very, I think it was because it was Michael, and we
wow.
were there. You know, Michael Barrett and I were there as well, bringing our flame. And bringing the flame of ascension now, so it may have just added, not to be in my ego or anything, but I think it may have added to the whole thing. We were like, yeah, it was a little intense. And we slept in the car last night. We're in the parking lot by the railway tracks here.
Mm-hmm.
Made a little bed in the back of our car. And so we're just calling into the show now, having just got up. And I felt very sick for most of the night, actually. So I'm very grateful to be with it right now and not feeling like throwing up.
Well, I'm glad that you are here and doing well, at least well enough as you're able, because you are here. I can tell that you're doing somewhat well. And it sounds like it was truly a magnificent experience that you just went through. So thank you for sharing that.
You got it. Well, this is actually Michael, and thank you, Jill, for sharing. I just brought a friend over to the car who is a very inspired person. And when you meet many inspired beings when you come to a work like this, and this is the Santo Daime Church we're at right now, we were at last night, but these people are very inspired, and they have a lot to share. So he's actually sharing a tincture with Jill right now that is exceptionally profound and very powerful. And so, you know, gives her some spray, which is some amazing stuff. And maybe one day we'll share the story on the show, but it's an amazing story of where this came from. Anyway, how are you doing today, Rhonda?
Doing great, Michael, and really excited about the experiences that you had last night with Archangel Michael. And we were just talking about the Archangels and Archei and what they can do for us in our lives. We've just went over each of the rays and Archangel and Archei, and now we're excited to hear about what it's like to experience in person the personal interaction with the Archangel.
Wow. Well, the Archangels are infinite beings, and they are massive beings of light, very powerful. So my understanding is Archangel Michael himself is so big that if we were to be on any planet in this entire galaxy and we called to him, he would instantly be there because his consciousness is that big. It covers the entire galaxy and of all the planets that have life on them, which there are many entire dimensions. And this is how massive the Archangels are, and they receive a dispensation of light from the Great Central Sun every day. For all of these planets, for all of this life, and for planet Earth especially, because that's one of their focuses, but also for many others. And they bring that light, based on their focus, to bless that whole evolution of consciousness and to try and keep that light sacred as much as possible so it's not get too misused. But Archangel Michael bringing in that God will and God power and God protection for all humanity, for all souls who are connecting with God's will. And that is, interestingly enough, God power and God will are the same ray. So when we're in the will of God, we're actually in the power of God, and that's our protection. And that's Archangel Michael's ray, just to help us be in the will of our I Am presence. And today we'll be making calls that come from that will, that higher will, and enable us to really step into that protection of being the will of God. And then Archangel Shamuel brings that love flame with charity. And so when we feel that love welling up in our heart, well, that's some of the light that came from the Great Central Sun to help us to remember love and connect to God's love. And then there are many others. And then last night, yes, was a work around San Miguel, they call him. San Miguel, because it's a Brazilian dispensation, the Santo Daime. And so we did a lot of songs to Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And then eventually we opened up the songs to Archangel Michael, San Miguel. And beautiful song sung in Portuguese, and they have this wonderful cosmic dance to the words and how they flow when you really start to sing them. And not exactly easy for me, first time, third time here, not knowing any Portuguese or Spanish whatsoever, but certainly a worthy challenge. And the more I do it, the more the words start to turn into light, and they just learn to speak right through me. So it's not so difficult anymore. And these songs carry the light of a beautiful bird. And I'll talk about that another time maybe. But anyway, Archangel Michael really shows up in this powerful force where it's all orchestrated, meaning that everybody there is kind of working on something unique, but it's all connected. And as they do their inner work, the work they're doing is also for the everyone there, for the room. And the room itself has a great work going on. And there's different people's stuff coming up. And there's other things. And there's a lot of, in this case, the Sound of Diamonds is a very complex church. It's a very high church. And they do work with a lot of energies coming through them to heal. And some of these energies actually are coming from the lower astral realm even. And they're coming up through people to heal and go to the higher realms, whatever that looks like. So I don't want to talk about it too much, but suffice to say, very interesting experience. Archangel Michael, very powerful and very much in control, and a really good work last night. And many, many blessings on those who were involved and those who do work with Archangel Michael. He's a very real presence, and he's right here, right now, as we call him, and he works through powerful love.
Wow, thank you, Michael. That is sounds like a very powerful work that you guys have been doing all night. And I know that calling in the archangels is one of the most powerful things we can do for our life. So I'm grateful to be a part of that on this end and to be a part of While at Flame Saturday today. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
Well, you and I are kind of in the middle of things here because of our night last night. So I'm hoping maybe we get a caller or two in. I know we've missed a couple of weeks of shows, and I'm so grateful, Rhonda, that you did the work you had to do, and now you're back, so you can start leading the shows on Saturdays again. And I plan on doing that next Saturday as of right now. I'm not clear if we're going to make the whole show, but I'm really appreciating you leading these decrees, Rhonda, and everyone who's joining us, knowing that your voice saying these decrees with us and with Rhonda today is going to have a massively powerful and beautiful effect for our own lives, but and also for this planet. Because when we make this call, the dispensations coming from the great central sun of Alpha and Omega are going to be multiplied. They're going to be able to bring more light. They're going to have more authority in a very significant way to bring in the kingdom of heaven to planet Earth through us, through all of humanity, if we learn who we really are in oneness with God. So thank you, Rhonda, and thank you those who are joining and making this call. Your voice needs to be heard by heaven. Thank you very much for making that call and feeling the love, power, wisdom, purity, healing, peace, and freedom of God as we call forth each one of these beautiful twin flames of archangels and Archia.
Okay. Well, thank you, Michael. And we actually need to call in another caller first who's raised their hand. So let me call on this caller before we move into our booklet. Caller, area code 540, you're on the air.
Aloha, Summer here. Just calling to say hi. It's my first time calling in since I've been in Costa Rica for the past 3 months. And
Aloha, Summer. Nice to have you back.
Hi. Yeah, hey, it's good to be back.
Hi, Summer.
Hey, Michael.
All right, that's so cool. I'm grateful you're calling in.
Yeah, I'm a little late because I slept in all morning.
<That's good.
laughs> It's 1:30 here. Yeah.
Sweet.
I'm still recovering from 3 months of not stopping. So maybe a month of sleeping will help with that.
Yeah, after next month, you'll be right back in action.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Summer lives at, well, I'm just going to talk to you about you in the third person for 1 second, Summer. But, yeah, you live in Anahata, which is a, it's a community of light in the South Carolina area? Or
in Virginia.
In Virginia. And Nito, and, you know, Ascension Now, Summer, just got asked to join a festival and present there in June, in a festival called Anahata, which means heart chakra. And and the Anahata Festival is going to be here in Portland. Actually, I'm not in Portland right now. So that's just something Ascension Now got asked to do, and that's quite exciting.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah.
Wow, it's our West Coast sister vibration there, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, they're picking up on the vibes. Yeah.
All right. So. Sounds good.
Okay, well, so what I'd like to know, Summer, is will you be able to help us lead the booklet today? Do you have it downloaded? And also, are you able to mute?
Yes. Yes to all of the above.
Yes to all of the above. Great. Okay, well, Michael, I know that you and Jewel have a couple of things to do before you can return, so we'll await your return, and just please let me know when you're back. So that I'll know that to call on you. And in the meantime, Summer and I will go ahead and get started on the booklet then.
Okay, one thing that maybe we'll do is just come in when we're ready. Actually, yeah, we'll just start talking maybe when we're ready. Like if you're at the end of a decree, we'll just do the end, last word or something. That way you'll know.
All right, or you could even just text me on my phone. I seem to be getting those just fine.
Okay, thanks, Rhonda. Thanks, Summer.
Okay, great. All right, we'll mute in a little bit, and I'll go ahead and leave your phone up here so that you can come back in any time. And so, Summer, if you've got the booklet up, I think what I'll do is I'll start by leading the Daily Tube of Light, and then I'll let you jump in with the opening call to the Seven Archangels next. So I'm going to go ahead and get started with that Daily Tube of Light. This is the first decree in the booklet to our dedication to the seven archangels. So let us give this. We'll just give this three times in a row straight through. As you give this, just visualize the light around you encircling your form and see it as a brilliant white light totally encircling you in every way. Almighty I Am, true self within, Alpha and Omega, O heaven descend, and fill my being, my auric field, with a mighty, brilliant white ovoid shield. Into my field blaze violet fire, freeing flame of lightning power, transcending all dust of human creation, freeing my soul from all false separation. I am now one with my I Am source, merging with the all-powerful force, connecting me to all beings in kind, loving oneness with all mankind. Tube of light, strengthen my being, violet fire, blazing, singing, protect, defend, and lift my soul. Mighty I Am presence, I am whole. Almighty I Am, true self within, Alpha and Omega, O heaven descend, and fill my being, my auric filled, with the mighty, brilliant, white, ovoid shield. Into my field blaze violet fire, freeing flame of lightning power, transcending all dross of human creation, freeing myself from all false separation. I am now one with my I Am source, merging with the all-powerful force, connecting me to all beings in kind, loving oneness with all mankind. Tube of light, strengthen my being, violet fire, blazing, singing, protect, defend, and lift my soul. Mighty I Am presence, I am whole. Almighty I Am, true self within, Alpha and Omega, O heaven descend, and fill my being, my auric field, with a mighty, brilliant, white, ovoid shield. Into my field blaze violet fire, freeing flame of lightning power, transfusing all dross of human creation, freeing myself from all false separation. I am now one with my I Am source, merging with the all-powerful force, connecting me to all beings in kind, loving oneness with all mankind. Tube of light, strengthen my being, violet fire, blazing, singing, protect, defend, and lift my soul. Mighty I Am presence, I am whole. And let us feel it. Let God be, let God's will crystallize now. And now we're totally, completely sealed in the light, in that tube of light. And Summer, I'm going to call upon you and have you give the opening call to the seven archangels. And the mantra.
In the name I am that I am, we call forth the seven archangels to bless all of life. Infuse us full understandings of the seven rays of will and power, wisdom and illumination, love and charity, purification and cleansing, healing and abundance, peace and service, and transmutation and transformation. Help us be the fullness of each of these rays and qualities of light. Protect and bless all souls on this planet and raise them higher in the light. Help each soul to have its own victorious ascension together with the planet as she ascends. We are so grateful and we accept it done this hour in full power. Amen.
Summer, are you in a place where you can sing a song or something to give us some opening music here?
Sure. 1 second, let me just grab the instrument.
Okay, great, wonderful. And for everyone who's out there listening in, Summer has some beautiful music, some that she's written herself, and it's truly infills the soul. So as we listen to this music, just allow it to take you deep within so that as we connect with these seven archangels, we're seated in that center in the deepest part of our hearts. Okay, Summer. Very nice, very beautiful. And as we feel ourselves seated in that deepest part of our souls, let us continue with the booklet and give the blue flame invocation to Archangel Michael, that very special archangel who takes care of us in so many different ways. Archangel Michael, we invoke your blue lightning protection to defend us from all that is less than Christ's perfection, from all energies of this world not of the light, seal us in Christ's consciousness and truth, that we may go forth to bless all mankind with the soul of Christ, awareness of their true nature within. We decree. Now, as we give this mantra, just feel it. Feel yourself attuning with the Archangel. You're bringing him into your life now, fully experiencing his flame right here, right now. Hail, Lord Michael, a blue flame might, staunch ally of our victory in the light. Protect and seal us as full of Christ beings, the I Am mission, our greatest meaning. Hail, Lord Michael, a blue flame might, staunch ally of our victory in the light. Protect and seal us as full of Christ beings, the I Am mission, our greatest meaning. Hail, Lord Michael, a blue flame light, staunch ally of our victory in the light. The I Am mission, our greatest meaning. Protect and seal us as full of Christ beings. Let us give that again. Hail, Lord Michael, a blue flame light, staunch ally of our victory in the light. Protect and seal us as full of Christ beings. The I Am mission, our greatest meaning. And what does this mean but that we are truly bringing in our I Am mission and being the I Am that is truly the greatest meaning? And so now we'll move into the Violet Flame invocation, and we'll just give this as something in tuning in our hearts. In the name I Am that I Am, we call now this day for the Violet Flame to blaze forth and around our entire consciousness, being, and worlds. Bring forth the Violet Flame to transform our lives into full, victorious Christ beings. Transform all within us that is hanging out, that is not of the light, that is representative of our outer egos, that is representative of that false self, that I Am self, the unreal self, the unself, and truly transform us into the victory of the light, into the true self and the true natures of ourself. We are so grateful, and we accept it now this hour in full power. Amen. Now, Summer, if you could lead the next section, Hail Archangel Michael in Faith and the Mantra.
Archangel Michael in Faith, we call you forth to blaze the action of our I Am will and desires for our life, to manifest here and now in our daily life, to guide and direct us, keep us sealed in the true reality of ourselves as the Christ, of our path and mission, and our determination to be. Infuse us daily with hope for the victory of planet Earth and all mankind, and our own personal victory in the light. Archangel Michael in Faith now surround, with blue flame protection all around. Blessed guardians of our faith, our I Am will is our greatest grace. Archangel Michael in Faith now surround, with blue flame protection all around. Blessed guardians of our faith, our I Am will is our greatest grace. Archangel Michael and Faith now surround, with blue flame protection all around. Blessed guardians of our faith, our I Am will is our greatest grace. Archangel Michael and Faith now surround, with blue flame protection all around. Blessed guardians of our faith, our I Am will is our greatest grace. Archangel Michael and Faith now surround, with blue flame protection all around. Blessed guardians of our faith, our I Am will is our greatest grace. Archangel Michael and Faith now surround, with blue flame protection all around. Blessed guardians of our faith, our I Am will is our greatest grace. Archangel Michael and Faith now surround, with blue flame protection all around. Blessed guardians of our faith, our I Am will is our greatest grace. Archangel Michael and Faith now surround, with blue flame protection all around. Blessed guardians of our faith, our I Am will is our greatest grace. Archangel Michael and Faith now surround, with blue flame protection all around. Blessed guardians of our faith, our I Am will is our greatest grace. Oh.
And now we'll move into the call to Archangel Michael. Now, one of the reasons that we repeat the mantras and decrees several times is because what it does is it really helps to bring forth the energy, and you create a momentum of the light by doing that, and that is what we seek here, a momentum of this light that goes forth so powerful and so strong that it penetrates right through any dross, anything that is not of the highest light. So let's give the call to Archangel Michael, and we'll be giving this call just one time through, and we'll give it powerfully and strong with the invocation first. Actually, I think we'll give it twice. Summer, I'll have you give it once also after I give it once together. In the name I am that I am, beloved Archangel Michael, mighty Hercules, beloved Lunello, Master Moore, and angels of the Blue Lightning Ray, Holy Christ, selves of all mankind, we decree for the protection of all light bearers throughout this planetary body. Have us free from all discord in the light and seal us in full Christed might. We decree now for our protection of ourselves, our family, and our friends, and all throughout mankind, wherever they may be. We decree for the protection of the children of this world, especially those who are in danger or troubled, who are experiencing abuse, who may be in a war zone, or wherever they may be, who may be experiencing malnutrition. Please protect the children of this world and help them to find the highest light in their souls and to recognize their true natures so that they can recreate a different reality and pull themselves out of this darkness that they have tumbled into, that they are caught in through their birth. Please help them now, help the children of the world, and help all of us as we grow in the light to experience the highest light and highest will for our divine beings and help bring forth our divine mission. Let us give the decree itself together. Lord Michael's sword of shimmering blue, intense action of sapphire hue, blazing through the darkest cloud, stripping away the enveloping shroud. Blue flame light before, behind us. Blue flame light encircle around us. Shadow illusions, strip away delusions. Bless Michael's light, God's blue flame light. Lord Michael, show us God's direction, the path to our Christ's resurrection. Ascension now is our great plan. God, victory, the goal at hand. Blue flame light before, behind us. Blue flame light encircle around us. Shatter all illusions, strip away delusions. Bless Michael's might, God's blue flame light. Lord Michael, to thy light we bow. We stand with thee and make the vow. The Christ within is now without. Thy blue flame cape is all about. Blue flame light before, behind us. Blue flame light encircle around us. Shatter all illusions, strip away delusions. Bless Michael's might, God's blue flame light. Lord Michael, standing tall and firm, from thee there is so much to learn. God's will, our motto, and our guide. To heaven's gate, our souls us glide. Blue flame might before, behind us. Blue flame might encircle around us. Shatter all illusions, strip away delusions. Bless Michael's might, God's blue flame might. Charge me with thy blue flame might. Pierce me with thy blue flame sword. Blaze through me with lightning fire. Burn me in God's sacred fire. I am pure action in God's name. I am the light of freedom's name. I am God's will, divine direction. Ascension now, my resurrection. Summer?
Lord Michael, sword of shimmering blue, intense action of sapphire hue, blazing through the darkest clouds, stripping away the enveloping shroud. Blue flame light before, behind us. Blue flame light encircle around us. Shatter all illusions, strip away delusions. Bless Michael's might, God's blue flame light. Lord Michael, show us God direction, the path to our Christ resurrection. Ascension now is our great plan, God victory, the goal at hand. Blue flame light before, behind us. Blue flame light encircle around us. Shatter all illusions, strip away delusions, bless Michael's might, God's blue flame light. Lord Michael, to the light we bow, we stand with thee, make the vow. The Christ within is now without, thy blue flame cape is all about. Blue flame light before, behind us, blue flame light encircle round us. Shatter all illusions, strip away delusions, bless Michael's might, God's blue flame light. Lord Michael, standing tall and firm, from thee there is so much to learn. God's will, our motto, and our guide, to heaven's gate our soul does glide. Blue flame light before, behind us. Blue flame light encircle round us. Shatter all illusions, strip away delusions. Bless Michael's might, God's blue flame light. Charge me with thy blue flame light. Pierce me with thy blue flame sword. Blaze through me with lightning fire. Burn me in God's sacred pyre. I am pure action in God's name. I am the light of freedom's flame. I am God's will, divine direction. Ascension now, my resurrection. And so we'll give a sealing. We accept this prayer manifest in full power here and now throughout the planet to bless all souls of light, transmute all areas of darkness, and raise all into ascension's light. Almighty I am in me, I am in thee, thyself in me. Thy victory is mine, thy hope divine, God seals all in pure love sublime. Almighty I am, almighty I am, almighty I am.
Very nice, Summer. And now we have the violet flame, and we like to go from blue flame into violet flame, because violet, the blue flame stirs up a lot of darkness, and it starts to bind it. The violet flame can refill up the holes. It reseals, and it brings in the transforming light so that we're now purified and perfected after that darkness is removed. So let us give the violet flame, and we'll simply also go through this decree three times through as well. And I'm going to lead these with an invocation together. In the name I am that I am, Saint Germain, and all cosmic beings and hierarchs of the violet flame, we call for the transmutation now of all energy that has been stirred up by the blue flame and that is in the process of being taken, that is darkness within our souls and within this planetary body. We ask that it all be cleansed and that our chakras and our every atom, cell, and electron of our beings be totally cleansed and cleared of all this darkness, and that as we are freed from these dark entities and things that may have attached to us, that we are totally transformed and transmuted back into the light, and that all holes that are left are filled in with violet light, violet transforming light. Therefore, we decree, I am the violet flame, that's purity now we claim. With love we now set free, that's kingdom now to be. Violet glowing radiant light, violet fire, merciful mind, raises up and set us free, awaken to reality. I am the violet light, dispelling soul start night, lifting all from fear, ascension now is here. Violet glowing radiant light, violet fire, merciful mind, raises up and set us free, awaken to reality. I am the violet glow to help all people know the reality of life, freedom, star, night. Violet glowing radiant light, violet fire, merciful mind, raises up and set us free, awaken to reality. I am the violet flame, God's purity now we claim. With love we now set free, God's kingdom now to be. Violet glowing radiant light, violet fire, merciful mind, raises up and set us free, awaken to reality. I am the violet light, dispelling soul start night, lifting off from fear, ascension now is here. Violet glowing radiant light, violet fire, merciful mind, raises up and set us free, awaken to reality. I am the violet glow to help all people know the reality of life, freedom star ignite. Violet glowing radiant light, violet fire, merciful mind, raises up and set us free, awaken to reality. Now feel the momentum building. Feel the violet flame blazing through. Feel it building in your body, in your soul, and truly purifying and perfecting as it moves in through and around your beingness. I am the violet flame, God's purity now we claim. With love we now set free, God's kingdom now to be. Violet glowing radiant light, violet fire, merciful mind, raises up and set us free, awaken to reality. I am the violet light, dispelling soul star night, lifting off from fear, ascension now is here. Violet glowing radiant light, violet fire, merciful mind, raises up and set us free, awaken to reality. I am the violet glow to help all people know the reality of life, freedom star night. Violet glowing radiant light, violet fire, merciful mind, raises up and set us free, awaken to reality. I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. And so now we move totally and completely into that violet flame and feel it moving in and around our beingness, transmuting and transforming. And now we move on to the next ray, the ray of illumination, which is yellow in nature. Golden yellow. And Summer, if you'd like to lead that.
Okay, the invocation to the archangels, Jophiel and Christine. Beloved Jophiel and Christine, blaze illumination's flame in, through, and around our entire consciousness, being, and world, so that all that happens is dictated by full Christ truth, and understanding as the basis and foundation for all action that goes forth in this world. Guide and direct the governments and souls of this planet towards Christ's solutions for all of life, and then fill us with full understanding and compassion of Christ's direction for our lives and our planet. Archangel Jophiel and Lady Christine, bless us with thy light pristine, blaze illumination's guiding light, clearing now our inner sight. Archangel Jophiel and Lady Christine, bless us with thy light pristine, blaze illumination's guiding light, clearing now our inner sight. Archangel Jophiel and Lady Christine, bless us with thy light pristine, blaze illumination's guiding light, clearing now our inner sight. Archangel Jophiel and Lady Christine, bless us with thy light pristine, blaze illumination's guiding light, clearing now our inner sight. Archangel Jophiel and Lady Christine, blaze us with the light pristine, blaze illumination's guiding light, clearing now our inner sight. Archangel Jophiel and Lady Christine, bless us with thy light pristine, blaze illumination's guiding light, clearing now our inner sight. Archangel Jophiel and Lady Christine, bless us with the light pristine, blaze illumination's guiding light, clearing now our inner sight. Archangel Jophiel and Lady Christine, bless us with the light pristine, blaze illumination's guiding light, clearing now our inner sight. Archangel Jophiel and Lady Christine, bless us with thy light pristine, blaze illumination's guiding light, clearing now our inner sight.
And now, Summer, if you could go ahead and lead the wisdom spray one time through, and then I'll lead it after that, so don't give the sealing yet or the final coda.
Okay. In the name I am that I am, we call to beloved Lord Lanto, Brahman, Ganesha, Archangel Jophiel, and the angels of illumination's ray to come forth and encircle us in the golden yellow liquid light of wisdom's flame. And we decree, golden yellow liquid light, descend now, blaze through me. Open wide my inner sight, illumination's truth I see. Wisdom's flame help me to be, envelop me in an endless sea. All-knowingness, infinity, full Christ mind I will to be. Crown of gold spinning round, light flows down, the truth is found. Lotus opens to receive God's kingdom, flooding me with full Christ wisdom. Wisdom's flame help me to be, envelop me in an endless sea. All-knowingness, infinity, full Christ mind I will to be. The word made known, Christic Logos, ageless wisdom is there within us. Imparting knowledge, all-knowing truth, show us now undeniable proof. Wisdom's flame help me to be, envelop me in an endless sea. All-knowingness, infinity, full Christ mind I will to be. Wisdom's flame, understanding compassion, knowing I am, this is my passion. Bless me with thy infinite mind, loving knowledge does now refine. Wisdom's flame, help me to be, envelop me in an endless sea, all-knowingness, infinity, full Christ mind, I will to be.
Thank you. And when we give the call to wisdom's ray, it is the golden yellow liquid light, and literally this is the opening of our inner sight, our inner seeing and inner knowingness. And Summer, maybe you can share your feelings about wisdom's fame and what the understanding you may have of it and how it can work in our lives.
Well, for me, the light of my soul, I ask sometimes in the day, in the morning, that in this day that I be of service to all that is, and that I see the light of my soul, and that all beings see the light of their soul. And this this ray, this way of illumination and wisdom is like the awakening of the sun within for me, and awakening the inner temple inside of my being, and then clear guidance and obvious guidance and truth can then become known by looking within the whole.
Oh, that is really beautiful. You know, I think that I sort of put you on the line there, and I thought, gee, I hope she's okay with that. But you just came up with a wonderful explanation of how what wisdom flame is and how it works in our souls. And truly, we need this flame. It is such an important part of our lives. So I'm going to go ahead and lead it through one more time, and then we'll go through the coda in the ceiling together. Golden yellow, liquid light, descend now, blister me. Open wide my inner sight, illumination's truth I see. Wisdom flame, help me to be, envelop me in an endless sea. All knowingness, infinity, for Christ mine I will to be. Crown of gold spinning round, light flows down, the truth is found. Lotus opens to receive God's kingdom, flooding me with full Christ wisdom. Wisdom's flame, help me to be, envelop me in an endless sea. All knowingness, infinity, for Christ mine I will to be. The word made known, Christic Logos, ageless wisdom is there within us. Imparting knowledge, all-knowing truth, show us now undeniable proof. Wisdom's fame, help me to be, envelop me in an endless sea. All-knowingness, infinity, for Christ mine, I will to be. Wisdom's fame, understanding, compassion, knowing I am, this is my passion. Bless me with thy infinite mind, loving knowledge is now refined. Wisdom's fame, help me to be, envelop me in an endless sea. All-knowingness, infinity, for Christ mine, I will to be. In the coda, enlightenment's the goal, wisdom's role, bless all souls with the golden yellow glow. Enlightenment's the goal, wisdom's role, bless all souls with the golden yellow glow. Enlightenment's the goal, wisdom's role, bless all souls with the golden yellow glow. We accept this prayer manifest in full power, here and now, throughout the planet, to bless all souls of light, transmute all areas of darkness, and raise all into ascension's light. Almighty I am in thee, I am in thee, thyself in me. Thy victory's mine, thy hope divine. God fills all in pure love sublime. Almighty I am, almighty I am, almighty I am. Now, I knew a person who has since passed over out of embodiment, but this person was able to tune in to the Christ mind and through illumination's flame receive enlightenment on anything that he asked about or needed knowledge of. So that if he needed to, like if it was required of him to be a healer for someone, he could put on that hat, so to speak, and be the healer to that person. And this person had wonderful healing abilities, but only when he put on the hat. And then if he needed to clean, you know, do something with his business, like clean out the supplies and log inventory, it was like he would put on that hat and he'd be the best at it, absolutely the best. If he needed to know something about our body chemistry, he'd put on that hat and he would know all about chemistry or physics or just any of those things. He could put on that hat and receive that knowledge and just tune right into the universal consciousness where it was in every way. But it was an attunement. It did have to be something that did happen with our beingness. It was truly wonderful, truly a blessing. And so wisdom's fame, the Christ mind, has all the information, understandings, and knowledge that we ever need in life. All of it is there. It's available. And all we have to do is tune into it and ask for the understanding, and it comes in. So never think of yourself as limited by this world or form. Don't think of yourself as, oh, I just don't know that. There's no way I can know that. Because you can know it all. It is within you, because all knowledge is here in the universe. Whatever we need, it's right here. You simply, what you have to do is simply tune into it. So you make the call. And as you make these calls for illumination's flame, the more attuned you become to that energy that is there and available to you at all times. So the next decree is for the violent flame to transmute all that is opposing our receipt of illumination's flame from the archangels and Archangel Phil and Christine. So, Summer, I'd like to let you lead this next decree and go ahead and lead it three times through.
In the name I am that I am, Saint Germain and all cosmic beings and hierarchs of violet flame, we call for the transmutation of any blockages of darkness, any illusion, any non-truth energies within our temple grid, within our own beings, and within our world around us, anything that is less than 100% Christ light and love that keeps us from seeing the truth and the light of our souls, who we truly are, and our mission in this world. Therefore, we decree, I am the violet flame, God's purity now we claim. With love we now set free, God's kingdom now to be. Violet glowing radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet light, dispelling soul's dark night, lifting all from fear, ascension now is here. Violet glowing radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet glow, to help all people know the reality of life, freedom star ignite. Violet glowing radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet flame, God's purity now we claim, with love we now set free, God's kingdom now to be. Violet glowing radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet light, dispelling soul's dark night, lifting all from fear, ascension now is here. Violet glowing radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet glow, to help all people know the reality of life, freedom star ignite. Violet glowing radiant light, violet fire, merciful mind, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet flame, God's purity now we claim, with love we now set free, God's kingdom now to be. Violet glowing radiant light, violet fire, merciful mind, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet light, dispelling soul's dark night, lifting all from fear, ascension now is here. Violet glowing radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet glow, to help all people know the reality of life, freedom star ignite. Violet glowing radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires, I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires, I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires, I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires, I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires.
Thank you, Summer. Very beautiful. And now we'll move into the third ray, which is Archangel Chamuel and Archei Charity. Let us give this while visualizing pink flame of God's love totally surrounding us and in filling our hearts together. Beloved Chamuel and Charity, blaze forth love's flame in the hearts of all mankind, that we may know oneness with each other and with Mother Earth. Bless us and unify us in the light of truth and understanding, that we may know the truth and manifest the truth of our being as the Christ wherever it is found in others, in nature, and within ourselves. And we'll give the mantra together. Archangel Chamuel and Charity to blazing love flames, bright pink hue, and fill us with the truth of love, encircle us with wings of a dove. Archangel Chamuel and Charity to blazing love flames, bright pink hue, and fill us with the truth of love, encircle us with wings of a dove. Archangel Chamuel and Charity too, blazing love flames, bright pink hue, and fill us with the truth of love, encircle us with wings of a dove. And now I'm going to give it with one tone, and as I do this, feel the power of that one tone piercing through the veil and going straight into the heart of oneness with our being. Archangel Chamuel and Charity too, blazing love flames, bright pink hue, fill us with the truth of love, encircle us with wings of a dove. Archangel Chamuel and Charity to blazing love flames, bright pink hue, fill us with the truth of love, encircle us with wings of a dove. Archangel Chamuel and Charity to blazing love flames, bright pink hue, fill us with the truth of love, encircle us with wings of a dove. Archangel Chamuel and Charity to blazing love flames, bright pink hue, fill us with the truth of love, encircle us with wings of a dove. Archangel Chamuel and Charity to blazing love flames, bright pink hue, fill us with the truth of love, encircle us with wings of a dove. Angel, Chamuel, and Charity, to blazing love flames, bright pink hue, fill us with the truth of love, encircle us with wings of a dove. Angel, Chamuel, and Charity, to blazing love flames, bright pink hue, fill us with the truth of love, encircle us with wings of a dove. Angel, Chamuel, and Charity, to blazing love flames, bright pink hue, fill us with the truth of love, encircle us with wings of a dove. And this is how we can increase our momentum, is by really building up that momentum. And are you familiar with this next decree, Summer? Are you able to lead this one?
I'm able to lead it. I'm only slightly familiar with Nada. I haven't really in-tuned with her too much, but I have given this decree a few times, and I do resonate with the energy of it.
So I can think a little bit about Nada. There was a time in the past when her twin flame began to manifest the perversion of love flame by considering it entirely, you know, sexual, animalistic, and believing that the love flame could be misused for purposes such as possessiveness of another and really literally lowering the vibration of the energy of it. And so Nada took her stand, and she said, no. She says, I'm not going to go with that path. I'm going to stay with the purity of what love flame is meant to be. And she took her stand very strongly, and she literally moved into heaven's light to hold the balance for this misuse of love flame that was occurring all over the planet, and that her own twin flame got into also as well, that negative energy of love, of what love, what we can do with love if we're not totally attuned to the highest vibration of love. And so when we call to her, we're literally calling to counteract that lower vibration and to bring it back into the purity that love is. So I'm going to let you go ahead and give this decree and help to bring the archangels Archai and beloved Nada, who does serve as a Chohan of the Ray of Love, and help them bring more of the true light of love flame into our consciousness, being and world.
Okay, aho. Thank you, Nada. Yeah, so we'll give this call and calling in this balance of light. In the name of the beloved, mighty, victorious presence of God, I am in me, my beloved Holy Christ Self, and Holy Christ Selves of all mankind. I call to beloved Nada and her ministering angels to bring love's flame unto all life, to bless all souls with the love and comfort of their mighty I Am, and to awaken their hearts to holy purpose and light. In the name of I Am That I Am, we do decree. A river of love flows ever outward from thy great heart to raise all upward. Blessed Nada, in great loving service, showering mankind thy magnificent purpose. Nada does call to every soul, singing the song of the whole. Awaken to love, everyone, we are all one in the sun. Spreading comfort and love unto all, lifting us from the burdening shawl of darkness and strife replaced by light, opening us to our inner sight. Nada does call to every soul, singing the song of the whole. Awaken to love, everyone, we are all one in the sun. Bring love forth into all mankind. Help us to clear our minds, help us shine. We call for thy angels of ministry's flame to comfort the all in the I Am name. Nada does call to every soul, singing the song of the whole. Awaken to love, everyone, we are all one in the sun. A river of love flows ever outward from thy great heart to raise all upward. Blessed Nada, in great loving service, showering mankind thy magnificent purpose. Nada does call to every soul, singing the song of the whole. Awaken to love, everyone, we are all one in the sun. Spreading comfort and love unto all, lifting us from the burdening shawl of darkness and strife, replaced by the light, opening us to our inner sight. Nada does call to every soul, singing the song of the whole. Awaken to love, everyone, we are all one in the sun. Bring love forth unto all mankind. Help us to clear our minds, help us shine. We call for thy angels of ministry's flame to comfort all in the I Am name. Nada does call to every soul, singing the song of the whole. Awaken to love, everyone, we are all one in the sun.
Let's go ahead and feel it now and do the coda, please.
Okay. Love is the key, help us to be. As we make the call, love replaces all. Love is the key, help us to be. As we make the call, love replaces all. Love is the key, help us to be. As we make the call, love replaces all. We accept this prayer manifest in full power here and now throughout the planet to bless all souls of light, transmute all areas of darkness, and infuse all with the rose flame of love. Almighty I am in me, I am in thee, thyself in me, thy victory is mine, thy hope divine, God seals all in pure love sublime. Almighty I am, almighty I am, almighty I am.
Very nice. And so let us move into the violet plane and transmute all that is opposing that pure love flame, especially as it manifests in our heart. In the name I am, that I am, Saint Germain, and all Christ-like beings and hierarchs of the violet flame, we call for the transmutation of all bitterness, hardness of heart, all that may have manifested in our heart in this and past ages, in the hearts of all mankind, that it may be transmuted into the violet flame, and that purity of love will arise now this day in oneness and in truth. Therefore we decree, I am the violet flame, God's purity now we claim. With love we now set free, God's kingdom now to be. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful mind, raises up and set us free, awakened to reality. I am the violet light, dispelling soul's dark night, lifting off from fear, ascension now is here. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful mind, raises up and set us free, awakened to reality. I am the violet glow to help all people know the reality of life, freedom star of night. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful mind, raises up and set us free, awakened to reality. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. And now I'd like to go ahead and go into Archangel Gabriel and Archai Hope. And Summer, if you'd like to lead this invocation and mantra, please.
Archangel Gabriel and Hope, blaze the white light of purity's flame into this planet and all of its people, for the lifting up of the planet into the ascension out of all the morass of the world and its illusions. Purify our chakras and auras of all dense energies and raise us into the higher consciousness of the Christ, victorious in the light. Archangel Gabriel and Blessed Hope, purity's fire we do invoke. Raise the kundalini fire, blazing light, soaring higher. Archangel Gabriel and Blessed Hope, purity's fire we do invoke. Raise the kundalini fire, blazing light, soaring higher. Archangel Gabriel and Blessed Hope, purity's fire we do invoke. Raise the kundalini fire, blazing light, soaring higher. Archangel Gabriel and Blessed Hope, purity's fire we do invoke. Raise the kundalini fire, blazing light, soaring higher. Archangel Gabriel and Blessed Hope, purity's fire we do invoke. Raise the kundalini fire, blazing light, soaring higher. Archangel Gabriel and Blessed Hope, purity's fire we do invoke. Raise the kundalini fire, blazing light, soaring higher. Archangel Gabriel and Blessed Hope, purity's fire we do invoke. Raise the kundalini fire, blazing light, soaring higher. Archangel Gabriel and Blessed Hope, purity's fire we do invoke. Raise the kundalini fire, blazing light, soaring higher. Archangel Gabriel and Blessed Hope, purity's fire we do invoke. Raise the kundalini fire, blazing light, soaring higher. Archangel Gabriel and Blessed Hope, purity's fire we do invoke. Raise the kundalini fire, blazing light, soaring higher.
And so we move from love flame to purity flame, and as we do, we give this decree to God purity. And purity can transmute all the rays before it of power, wisdom, and love, which are the three main flames of the threefold flame of our hearts. So let us now call upon purity's flame to do just that, to transmute and transform our beingness into the pure white light of the light of God that never fails. In the name of my mighty I Am Presence and Holy Christ, all cosmic beings and angels of the cosmic cross of white fire, I call to beloved God purity to blaze forth your cosmic light and flame upon our beloved planet in its ascension now, and all souls who are meant to make their ascension now. By solemn rays all to the light of our mighty I Am Presence here in this moment, we do decree. Purity I am attuned today, God's purity ray now show the way. Pure white flame comes surround me, crystal radiance all around me. I am pure, 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 transcending by thy grace. I am pure, pure, pure. I am, I do embrace. Purity's fire now blaze through me. Transform my impure thoughts to see. The truth of life now clear to me. Enlighten the path I see. I am pure, pure, pure. Transcending by thy grace. I am pure, pure, pure. I am, I do embrace. Impurity's thoughts I now envision. Showing life's defined decision. Christ is the goal today. In grace I do now follow the way. I am pure, pure, pure. Transcending by thy grace, I am pure, pure, pure. I am, I do embrace. Wisdom and innocence go hand in hand, so I can join with purity's band. Lovingly do I seek the truth of God's true knowing, none forsooth. I am pure, pure, pure. Transcending by thy grace, I am pure, pure, pure. I am, I do embrace. And Summer, if you'll get this one time, please, and then go through the counter and the ceiling.
Okay. Purity, I am attuned today. God's purity ray now show the way. Pure white flame comes around me, crystal radiance all around me. I am pure, 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 transcending by thy grace. I am pure, pure, pure. I am, I do embrace. Purity's fire now blaze through me, transform my impure thoughts to see. The truth of life now clear to me, enlightenment the path I see. I am pure, 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 transcending by thy grace. I am pure, pure, pure. I am, I do embrace. In purity's thoughts I now envision, showing life's divine decision. Christhood is the goal today, in grace I do now follow the way. I am pure, 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 transcending by thy grace. I am pure, pure, pure. I am, I do embrace. Wisdom, innocence go hand in hand, so I can join with purity's band. Lovingly do I seek the truth of God's pure knowing, none forsooth. I am pure, 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 transcending by thy grace. I am pure, pure, pure. I am, I do embrace. Purity's flame blaze forth in me. Purity's fire help me to be. Purity's flame blaze forth in me. Purity's fire help me to be. Purity's flame blaze forth in me. Purity's fire help me to be. We accept this prayer manifest in full power here and now throughout the planet. To bless all souls of light, transmute all rays of darkness, and raise all into purity's light. Almighty I am in me, I am in thee, thyself in me, thy victory is mine, thy hope divine. God seals all in pure love sublime. Almighty I am, almighty I am, almighty I am.
Hey, Summer, that was beautiful. And now we do have our co-host back, Michael and Jewel. Are you there?
Here we are. Beautiful decree. Thank you for leading that, Summer. God, purity's ray now shows the way. God, purity's ray. He's with us today. Okay. So, yeah, what's the next decree?
And the next decree is the violet flame decree. And we're giving that to transform and transmute all negative energies that may have been in our soul in the past due to issues of purity's flame.
All right. Well, we're going to lead this one. And I don't know the opening, if it's slightly different. No, it's part of this booklet. So if you can maybe give the opening, then we will lead the decree.
It's the
Actually,
same.
Is it the one where it says, I think we have it. Is it the one where it says transforming all negative energies into peace, wholeness, love, freedom, and God's highest will, or is it a different one?
No, it's just the standard one. You
the
can add
one?
That. That's fine.
Okay. Well, I'll let you open it, okay?
No, your opening's fine. Just go ahead.
All right. See you there. In the name I am that I am, Saint Germain, and all cosmic beings and hierarchs of the violet flame, we call for the transmutation of all negative karma, records or conditions of wars, death, illness, lack, suffering, and limitation, and the transforming of all negative energies into peace, abundance, wholeness, love, freedom, and God's highest will. Therefore, we decree. And we are grateful as we call in the violet flame to clarify and purify and sanctify the energies that surround us and the energies from the astral and the entities or darkness and planet Earth itself, bringing in the golden age economy in a wonderful and beautiful way, helping open up our own heart to divine direction eternally now into that peace that is within us. Now we're grateful we call together. I am the violet flame, God's purity now we claim. With love we now set free, God's kingdom now to be. Violet glowing radiant light, violet fire, merciful night, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet glow to help all people know the reality of life, freedom, star ignites. Violet glowing radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet light, dispelling soul's dark night, lifting all from fear, ascension now is here. Violet glowing radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet flame, God's purity now we claim.
With love we now set free, God's kingdom now to be. Father, glowing, radiant light, Father, fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken to reality. I am the violet glow, to help all people know the reality of life, freedom, star, ignite. Violet glowing, radiant life, Violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken to reality. I am the violet light, dispelling souls to ignite, lifting all from fear, ascension now is here. Violet glowing, radiant life, Violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken to reality. Are we going in the right order, or is it violet light, then violet glow?
It's the other way, but it's fine either way.
Okay, we'll do it the other way.
All
right, together. I am the violet flame, God's purity now we claim. With love we now set free, God's kingdom now to be. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful night, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet light, dispelling soul's dark night, lifting all from fear, ascension now is here. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful night, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet glow, to help all people know the reality of life, freedom, star, ignite. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful night, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet flame, God's purity now we claim. With love we now set free, God's kingdom now to be. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful night, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet light, dispelling soul's dark night, lifting all from fear, ascension now is here. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raises up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet glow, to help all people know the reality of life, freedom, star, ignite. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raises up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet flame, God's purity now we claim. With love we now set free, God's kingdom now to be. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken to reality. I am the violet light, dispelling soul's dark night, lifting all from fear, ascension now is here. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken to reality. I am the violet glow, to help all people know the reality of life, freedom, star, ignite. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet flame, God's purity now we claim. With love we now set free, God's kingdom now to be. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet glow, to help all people know the reality of life, freedom, star, ignite. Violet glowing, radiant light, Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raises up and set us free, awaken to reality. I'm the violet light. I am the violet light, dispelling soul's dark night, lifting all from fear, ascension now is here. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality.
And so now we'll give Hail Archangel Raphael and Archai Mother Mary. And as we give this, just tune in to that green emerald healing ray that the archangels and Archai represent. That beautiful healing ray. Together, Archangel Raphael and Mother Mary, we invoke thy healing light for the people of earth and the planet itself. Bring forth healing of the oceans and seas, of the mountains and plains, and all parts of the earth, sea and sky. We call forth the mother energy to raise up the matter spheres into the higher Christic energy of the new age. Archangel Raphael and Mary Divine, healing light in us to shine, touching our Christ light within, surrounds and fills us mother to sin. Archangel Raphael and Mother Mary Divine, healing light in us to shine, touching our Christ light within, surrounds and fills us mother to sin. Archangel Raphael and Mary Divine, healing light in us to shine, touching our Christ light within, surrounds and fills, blessed Mother descends. And we come to Divine Mother Mary decree, and we can either sing that or simply give that as decree and have a different meditation later. Is just asking what you would like to do on your end, Michael, with that. Is there any interest in singing that, or shall we give it as a decree right now?
Divine Mother Mary, you mean? Well, it's just me here now, so I can't really talk on the phone. Why don't you guys leave it? I'm driving.
Okay. All right, in that case, then we'll give that as a decree. Divine Mother Mary, come. In the name of the beloved, mighty, victorious presence of God, I am in me, my very own beloved Holy Christ self of all mankind. I call to Blessed Mother Mary and her healing angels to bless all souls with the peace of the Divine Mother and oneness with all life through the mother energies of the I Am we call. Divine Mother Mary, come, lead us upward to the sun. By thy light and love we pray, guide us as we follow the way. Mother Mary, we implore the light and mother we adore. Mother of God, grace our being, Christ I am, our truest meaning. How blessed Mother, loving Savior, kindly bless our sacred labor. We adore thy mother light as you reveal thy great insight. Blessed, loving Mother Mary, come quickly and do not tarry. Guide us up the cosmic ladder. Ascend us from this realm of matter. Light of Mother, we are one. Raise us upward to the sun. Light of Mother, we are one. Raise us upward to the sun. Light of Mother, we are one. Raise us upward to the sun. And now we'll give the violet flame decree to transmute all energies that are less than the fullness of the mother flame within us. All that is, as we have healing coming into our soul, all that is being removed from us, let it be totally, completely cleared from our being now this day, so that we are left with purity and white light. In the name I Am That I Am, Saint Germain and all cosmic beings and hierarchs of the violet flame, we call for the transmutation of all within us that is not of the light, all now that is holding out, keeping us trapped into this any state of dis-ease or discomfort or in harmony, let it be removed from us now and transformed by the power of the violet flame. Therefore, we decree, I am the violet flame, God's purity now we claim. With love we now set free, God's kingdom now to be. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful mind, raise us up and set us free, awaken to reality. I am the violet light, dispelling soul's dark night. Lifting all from fear, ascension now is here. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful mind, raise us up and set us free, awaken to reality. I am the violet glow to help all people know the reality of life, freedom's dark night. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful mind, raise us up and set us free, awaken to reality. I am the violet flame, God's purity now we claim. With love we now set free, God's kingdom now to be. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful mind, raise us up and set us free, awaken to reality. I am the violet light, dispelling soul's dark night. Lifting all from fear, ascension now is here. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful mind, raise us up and set us free, awaken to reality. I am the violet glow to help all people know the reality of life, freedom's dark night. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful mind, raise us up and set us free, awaken to reality. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. And now we move into Archangel Uriel and Aurora. And I'd like you, Summer, if you could give this invocation and mantra. And Uriel and Aurora are on the flame of the sixth ray of peace and service, ministration to all of life. So as you give this call to them, call them forth in your missions, in your divine missions, and call them forth to bring peace upon the earth, to sweep through with their legions of peace angels and their legions of administration angels to help all to raise higher in the light and become more of their higher Christ self and beingness. Summer? Okay, and I accidentally didn't unmute Summer properly, so now I've unmuted you. Can you start over again?
Yeah, of course. Archangel Uriel and Aurora, bless us with your flame of peace, that we may experience calmness and joy in all we do. Inspire us to go forth to help all mankind, to help find peace and joy in their souls, to heal their fears and pains, and to begin the desire of Christ consciousness of their true natures. Uriel, Aurora, blessed archangels, peace and calm, assisting angels, services our great delight, going forth to shine our light. Uriel, Aurora, blessed archangels, peace and calm, assisting angels, services our great delight, going forth to shine our light. Uriel, Aurora, blessed archangels, peace and calm, assisting angels, services our great delight, going forth to shine our light.
Uriel, Aurora, blessed archangels, peace and calm, assisting angels, service is our great delight, going forth to shine our light. Uriel, Aurora, blessed archangels, peace and calm, assisting angels, service is our great delight, going forth to shine our light. Uriel, Aurora, blessed archangels, peace and calm, assisting angels, service is our great delight, going forth to shine our light. Now, this is a beautiful mantra that truly calls forth Archangel Uriel. And if you could, Summer, leave the next decree to Archangel Uriel. Have you had any experience with Archangel Uriel, and would you like to share that with us, your understanding of him?
Direct experience with Archangel Uriel, no. And I can also say that the energy of this ray of peace I experience in nature, like the energy of the sacred silence within the air, everywhere. And so for me, the energy of the archangels is also flowing through the nature. And so I experience it in this way as of now. So you ready to leave the tree?
Really nice clarity. I know for myself, I did see Archangel Uriel one time more directly, where I actually saw him appear, and he had his wings wrapped, enfolded in love around a person, comforting them and truly letting them know how much he cared about them. And I felt that peace just enfolding me as I watched him comfort this being. And I thought, you know, that's all we need, is just someone to enfold us and love us and hold us in their wings and just let us know how loved we are and how special we are and how much God loves all of us. So what I'd like to do is call upon you to go ahead and give this decree, and we'll just give it through one time so that we have time to do a meditation at the end of the last decree. So if you'll go ahead and lead this one time through, please.
Okay. In the name I am that I am, Jesus Christ, Ascended Lady Master Nada, Elohim Peace and Aloha, Archangel Uriel and his legions of purple and gold flame angels, elemental life, fire, air, water, earth, I decree. O Uriel, come to me, I pray, blazing gold and purple ray. Raise my solar plexus light, vibrations ascending by your might. Archangel Uriel, Lord of Peace, come to my being and now release all fears, worries, and thoughts of mine that kept me from knowing myself divine. O Uriel, teach me how to serve, so in God's light I do deserve to be the Christ in every way, to bring the dawn of a new day. Archangel Uriel, Lord of Peace, come into my being and now release all fears, worries, and thoughts of mine that kept me from knowing myself divine. O Uriel, come now, set me free, angel of peace, serenity, quiet the storm, peace be still, let it be done, only God's will. Archangel Uriel, Lord of peace, come into my being and now release all fears, worries, and thoughts of mine that kept me from knowing myself divine. We accept this prayer manifest in full power here and now throughout the planet to bless all souls of light, transmute all areas of darkness, and raise all into ascension's light. Almighty I am in me, I am in thee, thyself in me. Thy victory is mine, thy hope divine, God seals all in pure love sublime. Almighty I am, almighty I am, almighty I am.
Very beautiful. And now, Michael, I think that you'll be able to give this one. If not, just let me know. And the Violet Fame Decree is next. And we're just going to give this one through only three times. And then... just the final coda itself, no ceiling. So would you like to give that? Because violet flame, violet light, and violet glow.
Yeah, we'll give it one time through, okay?
Okay.
All right. Maybe we'll give it three, I don't know. But we'll give it together.
kiss. I am the violet flame, God's purity now we claim. With love we now set free, God's kingdom now to be. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful night, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet light, dispelling soul's dark night, lifting all from fear, ascension now is here. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful night, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet glow, help all people know, the reality of life, freedom star ignite. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful night, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet flame, God's purity now we claim, with love we now set free, God's kingdom now to be. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful night, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet light, dispelling soul's dark night, lifting all from fear, ascension now is here. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful night, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet glow, to help all people know, the reality of life, freedom star ignite. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful night, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet flame, God's purity now we claim, with love we now set free, God's kingdom now to be. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful night, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet glow, like dispelling soul's dark night, lifting all from fear, ascension now is here. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful night, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet glow, to help all people know, the reality of life, freedom star ignite. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful night, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet flame, God's purity now we claim, with love we now set free, God's kingdom now to be. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful night, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet light, dispelling soul's dark night, lifting all from fear, ascension now is here. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful night, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet glow, to help all people know, the reality of life, freedom star ignite. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful night, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet flame, God's purity now we claim, with love we now set.
Okay, and now we're going to end it with, I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. And now I'd like to move on to Hail, Archangel Zachiel and Holly Amethyst. And we'll go ahead and have Summer. If you're up to this, go ahead and lead this one, please. And maybe you can give your thoughts on Archangel Zachiel and Holly Amethyst.
My experience of the energy of this violet, the violet flame angels, is that when I'm calling forth the violet flame, I feel this circle of beautiful violet angels surround me, creating like a safe, sacred space with the violet flame in the middle, and it becomes sort of like a cauldron of transmutation. And their energy feels very gentle and safe and protective and very connected to the innocence of all life for me. And so that's my personal experience with this energy so far. If you want to add anything before I start the mantra, go ahead.
Well, that sounds beautiful. And I think that the violet flame energy is just that. It's real transforming, and it becomes like a whirlpool, just swirling in and around and truly sucking into it and transforming anything that's not of the light. It's like it draws it into it and just transforms it, and it's all gone, and it dissipates within that beautiful action of whirling flame. So thank you for sharing that, and go ahead and lead this invocation. Thank you.
Okay. Beloved Archangel Zadkiel and Holy Amethyst, we call you forth to bless us with the action of the Holy Spirit of the Violet Flame to transmute all our fears and false desires into pure desire and knowingness of ourselves as the I Am, as Christ in embodiment. Transform us into beings of light and truth in this world of form. And Zadkiel, Amethyst, Angel Sublime, Holy Spirit within does shine, violet transmuting piercing light, raise us to the glorious heights. Zadkiel, Amethyst, Angel Sublime, Holy Spirit within does shine, violet transmuting piercing light, raise us into glorious heights. Zadkiel, Amethyst, Angel Sublime, Holy Spirit within does shine, violet transmuting piercing light, raise us to the glorious heights. Zadkiel, Amethyst, Angel Sublime, Holy Spirit within does shine, violet transmuting piercing light, raise us to the glorious heights. Zadkiel, Amethyst, Angel Sublime, Holy Spirit within does shine, violet transmuting piercing light, raise us to the glorious heights. Zadkiel, Amethyst, Angel Sublime, Holy Spirit within does shine, violet transmuting piercing light, raise us to the glorious heights. Zadkiel, Amethyst, Angel Sublime, Holy Spirit within does shine, violet transmuting piercing light, raise us to the glorious heights. Zadkiel, Amethyst, and Angel Sublime, Holy Spirit within does shine, violet transmuting piercing light, raise us to the glorious heights. Zadkiel, Amethyst, Angel Sublime, Holy Spirit within does shine, violet transmuting piercing light, raise us to the glorious heights.
Thank you, and that moves us into the call for the Holy Spirit decree. We're just going to give this one time through, and then we'll move into a song and meditation after this. Beloved Maha-Chohan, Sophia, Isis, and all masters of the flame of Holy Spirit, we call in the name I Am That I Am to bring forth the action of the Holy Spirit into my soul and my entire consciousness, being, and world. Let this action of the Holy Spirit descend to bless me and make me whole and to raise me up into the ascension. In the name of the Christ I Am, I command. Holy Spirit, and fill my being. Guide my way, Christ, I am willing. Baptize me with the Holy Ghost, Christ energy from the cosmic host. Cloven tongues as of fire, dance within his soul's inspire. Holy Spirit, we are whole. Quicken our desire for our highest goal. Come into my heart, here and now. The love of God be upon my brow. Quicken my crown, fill my heart. Love's holy dove, never depart. Holy Spirit, come into my being. Descending dove, living word, so free. Holy Spirit, come into my being. Living word, descending dove, living word, so free. Holy Spirit, come into my being. Descending dove, living word, so free. We accept this prayer manifest in full power here and now throughout the planet to bless all souls of light and bring all souls to the feet of ascension's flame. Almighty I am in me, I am in thee, thyself in me. Thy victory is mine, thy hope divine. God fills all in pure love sublime. Almighty I am, almighty I am, almighty I am. And so we give the violet flame decree to seal and purify and perfect now this day. This Archangel and Archei service to the violet flame. So we do dedicate now in the name I Am That I Am, Saint Germain and all cosmic beings and hierarchs of the violet flame, all of the seven flames into the violet flame, into the light that is purified and perfected and raised and transformed, all the seven rays back into that transforming, transmuting flame, so that we are the fullness of that light and love that we are, that our real self is, our I Am self within. I am the violet flame, God's purity now we claim. With love we now set free, God's kingdom now to thee. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful mind, raise us up and set us free, awaken to reality. I am the violet light, dispelling soul certain night, lifting all from fear, ascension now is here. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful mind, raise us up and set us free, awaken to reality. I am the violet glow to help all people know the reality of life, freedom, star of night. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful mind, raise us up and set us free, awaken to reality. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. We accept this prayer manifest in full power here and now throughout the planet to bless all souls of light, transmute all areas of darkness, and raise all into ascension's light. Almighty I am in me, I am in thee, thyself in me. Thy victory is mine, thy hope divine. God fills all in pure love sublime. Almighty I am, almighty I am, almighty I am. So we don't have very much time left, but we're going to do a short meditation here and end with the song. And I'm wondering if Jewel has a song or Summer. Summer's already sung one, so I'd like to get find out from Jewel if she has a song. And if not, then I'm sure Summer has another one.
Well, I'm at Starbucks in Ashland right now, so I think I'm going to hand the song baton over to Summer. And I've had a very long night, so I'm feeling a little depleted.
Okay.
So I'd love to hear beautiful Summer, and it's so good to hear the beautiful Divine Mothers online. And I'm very, very, very grateful to be holding the flame today. Violet Flame, thank you so much, both of you.
Yes, thank you, Joel. And I totally understand, just wanted to give you the opportunity, because I wasn't sure. And so, Summer, if you have another song to sing, what I'd like to do is just lead into it with a short meditation, and then I will hand it over to you as soon as we're done with that short meditation. I'm sure it'll be clear to you when I'm ready for you to give your song. Will that be good with you?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, so let us get comfortable and relax in our either where we're seated or where we're in a lotus posture, spine straightened and totally attuned into the light. Relax, be comfortable, and visualize surrounding around you almost in sense around. You're in a swivel chair and you can slowly turn yourself around, or else you're floating in the air in a lotus and you can slowly, slowly turn. And as you do, you see every archangel in RPI and their bands behind them and legions of bands behind them. So visualize first Archangel Michael in faith directly in front of you. And they are here and they are wielding their swords at this day and going over you with their sword and totally, completely freeing you and raising you into the light. And slowly you turn and you come to Archangel Jophiel and Christine. And they're truly wonderful beings of light. And illumination's flame completely descends over you. It's this wonderful ovoid of yellow, golden, liquid light. And it tingles throughout your being as it enters and penetrates into your aura. And you feel that wonderful wisdom flame entering your being. And then slowly you turn. And there is Archangel Chaniel and Charity with this wonderful pink glowing heart. And they reach out. And they put this beautiful pink heart right into the center of your beingness. You feel it enter in it. And with it comes a tremendous love for all mankind. And for all beings everywhere, and you feel such love. You know that God is love, that this beingness of your I am self is love in you. You feel such an attunement with all of life, and with all of creation, and with Mother Earth herself. And then you slowly turn, and you come to the next archangel and archi, and it is the blessed Archi of the white purity spray. Gabriel and Hope, and you truly feel their presence and their blessedness. And they touch a point at your base chakra, and you feel the light rising up the kundalini, up your spine. And slowly it moves through your beingness. And with this light, it becomes faster and faster until it goes through the crown and blazes out into the universe. And you feel the light as it rises totally slowly moving out into all parts of your being and perfecting and blessing you with that white light of creation within your very beingness, and you feel and know the understanding of what the mother flame is and what that being is within you. And then as you experience the tremendous power of the white light and filling every part and particle of your being, you slowly turn in your chair. And you see the beings of the fifth ray, Archangel Raphael and Mother Mary. And with that is the healing unjust will of true oneness with your Christ being. And they reach out and they offer you this unguent, this blessed healing liquid light. And you take it and you drink it. And you feel it permeating every part of your beingness. It's truly a blessing. And your atom cells and electrons all come into an alignment with your true Christ nature, with that creation of God that you are. You are one. And wholeness descends, and with it comes full abundance of all of life and all of creation. And you recognize your wholeness with your true I Am Self so completely, so fully. That is all that's real right here and now in this time and space. I am that I am. And as you are feeling this oneness with your I Am Self, slowly turn. And come to the next archangel and archei, beloved Uriel and Aurora. God, peace descends into your being. And Aurora reaches out with Archangel Uriel and hands you a star. And that star is the star of peace, the star of the birth of the Christ within your own being. It is born within you and you feel it blossom out as truth and reality, and you know Christ is born in me, and you recognize that it was always there, and now you are so totally one with it, the birth of the Christ within me, within us, within all of us, within the planet, for Christ is truly born again in each of us, and oneness with it is what brings in that second coming of Christ in our beingness, in our hearts, and our oneness. Then you slowly turn there. And you see Archangel Ezekiel, lovely, blessed amethyst. And they sprinkle violet dust, like fairy dust. It descends into your aura, and it ignites every part and particle of your aura, every light, every beingness, every atom, cell, electron in your physical body, every part of your emotional body and your mental body, and every part of your spiritual body are completely infilled and enfolded with this wonderful violet dust. And it dusts you, and it dusts the planet. And it dusts all the people in it. And it transforms and transmutes and perfects and raises all of us into this beautiful ascension of light, an ascension of consciousness, ascension into the very beingness that we all are, into the very truth that we all are. And so we recognize our oneness with each other and with our I Am Self. And with these blessed archangels, we totally and completely recognize the truth of our being. As you listen to this song, sung by Summer, feel the attunement within your being of all that you truly are.
From this circle of love.
from the circle of love, from the circle of love.
Very, very beautiful. Thank you for that song. And thank you, Blog Talk, for interrupting. Aren't they wonderful, too? You know, we, when we do these shows, we just simply go with flow and allow for light to bring in what comes in. So here we are, ending with this. And what I'd like to do is, before we do our discussion, I'd like to go ahead and give the feeling of the service. And if you'd like to do that, Summer, I'd like you to give the ceiling, and then we'll have our discussion.
Okay, be happy to. So, in the name I Am That I Am, we call for the ceiling of the service, and all of the energies invoked. We ask that these energies be multiplied by the power of the seven archangels and their archei, and to go forth to bless all mankind, and inspire them to greater heights of cosmic consciousness and awareness of all the qualities of the seven rays as manifest in all living things. In the name of the seven flames of the Christ consciousness, we claim our victory in the light. It is done, it is finished, and it is sealed. Amen.
Amen. And now I'd like to have a discussion. We've had some wonderful victories in our life this week. I know that Micah and Joel, perhaps you are up to sharing a little bit. In Summer, you've had some beautiful experiences also in Costa Rica. So we have a few minutes. We can discuss these things and share what's been going on with ourselves and what that has to do with the archangels and with our own life blessings. So who would like to go first?
But we are in a coffee shop, so I hope the background noise is not going to be too loud, and I hope you can hear me if I can't speak too loud. So let me know if you can hear me, and if you can, I'll share a little.
I'm hearing you just fine, and the background noise seems to be minimal.
Okay. Well, one thing that I'm finding interesting about the archangels is, of course, they have their very large wings, and their wings serve many, many purposes, not just to fly, but to move energy. And so as they use their wings, they create sacred geometric forms and feelings, and they move these feelings into the different centers of our own bodies, as well as the planets and the countries and different areas, whatever is needed. So as we've called forth the light today, we can envision these archangels and legions of light, because they command many angels, many legions surrounding our planet, surrounding ourselves, surrounding our families, and surrounding our governments of these countries, the outer government, not the inner God governance, but the outer governance, with these flames of light to bring in a new way of being, the golden age. And I also would like to share, and moving that energy with their wings. And I also would like to share, I often feel their wings wrapping around me. And even beautifully is that my own heart, my own threefold flame of power, wisdom, and love, to see how wings can come through my heart and surround my form and protect me and enable me also to move energy. And I know that I am not exclusive in this, that all of us can find our wings and know why, start to use them in our mission. So that was what I wanted to share.
Beautiful, Michael, for sharing that. It sounds like you've had some real experiences understanding how this energy moves and works in our being. And certainly that's what we're doing with these degree services, these booklets and the Violet Flame services, moving energy in certain ways. There are a lot of different ways to move energy, and of course this is only one of them, and all ways are important. So thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Well, I can share about being in the, when I was in Costa Rica, I was sharing in some very powerful singing circles. And through the songs and the medicine that we were all creating together, there, the archangels were sharing a little bit about these wings that you were just talking about. And my experience was one of being shown how to be the archangel in embodiment and how to superimpose their energy over mine, that I am this archangel. And so therefore my wings are their wings. And I can consciously have them wide open and spread out, for instance, like for the energy of protection, and calling on this energy within my own being and using this visualization. And for so many other things, and that's what they were sharing, was that there are so many ways to use these wings that are being loaned to me. And one in particular experience I can share is during moments when I felt like my energy was completely depleted, like I had nothing more to give, this illusion that I had thought in one moment, perhaps, and I just surrendered to the ground and was lying onto the earth, and the archangels were sharing with me to stick my wings down into the earth and tap into this illumination, this unity grid, this ray of wisdom that is everything within the light, within the earth and within each one of us, this unity. And I was taught to stick my wings and plug them into this energy, and I can release energies into it, and it goes to the violet flame, and then I can bring in this illumination, this vibrance, this light energy. Chi, prana, life. And spending 5 minutes doing this meditation started to become regular for me, and gave me always tremendous amounts of energy to keep on going, because it showed me what an illusion was. It was that I could even have the thought that there was not any more in me, within me, to give, because I am that I am. And so anything less than that is not truth. So, aho.
Aho. As summer as you're talking, we can hear, I think you're outside, or the wind you hear something that sounds like winds blowing around you, and it sounded like the energy just swirling all around you that you were talking about. So it's kind of a nice little feeling of the energy blowing around you.
Oh.
Joel, would you like to share anything?
That was a beautiful sharing. Thank you, Summer. Really appreciate that. That was powerful. I'm going to take that in. The wings. I do have some experience with that and what the wings can do. Move energy. They're pretty big, actually. When we let them out, it would probably kick the roof off the house, actually, the massive. But they can be contained within a space if needed. And I love that you said, you know, wrap their wings around you. I see Archangel Michael a lot enfolding his wings around me, really protecting me, especially in a situation I was in last night where it was pretty mayhem in terms of energy. And I'm still feeling the effect of that, actually. So I'm really going to take that in. That, of course, it was an Archangel Michael work that was told to hold space by him, to hold space, which I'm taking that teaching really deeply into me. And that, you know, the middle of the room is centered by a double cross, the top part of the cross. The first bar is the third eye, and the bottom bar is the heart. And I was told to anchor myself on the bottom bar in the heart and then into the ground in the Christ cross. So the focus is the cross, and everyone faces the cross when they're purging or whatever. So that was very humbling, and I'm definitely working through some surrender there and humility to the whole being in the light in this situation. And I did feel Archangel Michael, like what he was doing last night. It was profound. I shared earlier on the show that someone wasn't on the call. And when we went to the second part of the ceremony, I'm calling the prayers for St. Michael, they call him. It was the whole place erupted. I mean, I just watched how he orchestrated the chaos, and yet there was order to it. There was like perfect divine heavenly order to the chaos, and that his sword and his wings were just like organizing this chaos, this eruption of people getting hit with the light and bringing out, like, purging things out of people that just, I mean, there was so much going on. Very busy. And there was a perfect resonation of the center of the room and the cross and the firmament to be still within that, in the middle of it all. And also dealing with, you know, the fact that you're dealing with this sacrament that's working on you as well. And having to read in Portuguese and look at words, and it was profound, and I really got to see the wings and the. So I'm going to take it to heart, the putting the wings around me, and I do see that the wings can do a lot, and people in ceremonies with us have found their wings and said that the wings do a lot more than just enfold. I do have a new part of the faith decree that's been coming through me, actually. I'll just speak it. It was the second verse came through, stanza or whatever we call it. And Faith, who is Archangel Michael's twin flame, has been downloading a decree through me, and people have found it very powerful. And it is, faith is a golden flame ablaze at Michael's side, illuminating truth the darkness cannot hide. Blazing the trail, faith with a golden sword. Piercing the veil, faith with a golden sword. Whenever you need faith, she beckons at your call. Her golden wings of light enfolding round your form. Blazing the trail, faith with a golden sword. Piercing the veil, faith with a golden sword. I'm waiting for the next one or two verses, but that's it so far, and it's really come through in terms of what I've been receiving from her in the ceremonies that I've been holding and how she works. So that came from direct experience. It's really, I love what you said, Summer, about owning the fact that their wings are your wings, and she's definitely been acting through me as me. And that's her decree so far.
Oh, I love that, Jewel. That's so beautiful. And it really has a momentum to it. You can feel the light coming in as you say it. You can feel the excitement in the decree as you say it.
Yeah, it's good to have the Divine Mother decrees, and I know you've written some beautiful ones, Rhonda, and I actually spoke it in a ceremony last weekend with 5 sisters, including myself, in Seattle. And one of the girls was having a difficult time, and I spoke that. And another girl said, oh, my God, the moment I spoke it, she felt it, and she went into a healing process. So I'm very grateful to the decrees, very humble to how they come through and the dispensation of them. And I did begin to get the threads of a song in Seattle called Rise, and it was Easter weekend. And the song hasn't come through yet, but I got the title and something to do with rising from the ashes. And I feel that it will come through once I get some 5 minutes to just stay in one place and integrate when we're not moving constantly. So I'm looking forward to grounding. And it is very important to just remember when we do very powerful healing ceremonies or works or processes like Rhonda has, like what Summer's been doing in Costa Rica and we've been doing with the spoken word, it's really important to take time to ground, recover, rest, and then integrate. There is a difference between recovery and then integration, and sometimes your recovery time is you're still very much in process with the process. So rest, balance, calmness, taking the teachings deeply within ourselves rather than searching and looking for the next. And it's a tendency up here, especially in the north, of looking for the answers under every leaf and tree and not taking the teachings deeply within ourselves and being present and allowing them to fully percolate and integrate and even cry or let them process through. So I'm looking forward to honoring that process in myself after last night. It was a bit of an initiation for me. And I pulled the initiation card and I'm not really clear about it, to be honest, but of course every experience is good and it was very, very powerful to learn some stuff. And I'm dealing with both sides of it and I look forward to integrating a lot of our journeys recently and what we've been doing. So it's 2013 and the gas has definitely been stepped up, and it's not the craziness of 2012, but it's kind of the shedding of the skin, the shedding of the snake skin seems to be what we're doing now, even though we know what we're doing, we know the material, and we just have to keep chipping away at it and be patient with the ego and the dwellers and the wounds, and just be patient with them, keep bringing them back to the self and the cross and the wings and the grounding into the earth, the grounding of heaven into the violet sea,
at the center of the earth, grounding. Super, super important for light bearers, for myself to ground. So I'm looking forward to being with Mama Shasta, and I'm very grateful to both of you and Michael, who is very solid in the process and doing great work here.
Thank you for sharing, Jewel, and Summer, and Michael. So if any of you would like to say anything else, please go ahead and say it now, or we'll go ahead and end our service. Anyone?
Just wanted to say. Oh.
Go ahead, Summer.
You want to go ahead?
Well, Jill just passed me the phone, so but she wants it back now. Summer's going to say something, so I'm going to pass it back to you.
No, we're in one phone.
I just wanted to share just a small reflection how important you're saying it is to recover and stop and take in breaths, because especially when doing really profound, deep work, and my experience of what happens if you don't do that, which in my recent journeys, there wasn't really so much of the opportunity for me to do that since we were running retreats back to back. So for me, the experience of not doing that, I got sick for a month, and I'm still staying over that. And we're not even talking about integration. I'm still on the recovery. Needing, that's why I'm sleeping all the time since I've been back finally in one place to ground and just be. So I'm just wanting to inspire the taking the initiative to actually just really take an in-breath after every out-breath and be shanti with this energy, because it's really profound. We're doing a lot even when it seems like we're doing a little bit, and grounding it into our beings. Aho.
Yes, thank you. There's a guy that we're friends with in Shasta who does breath work. He did a session for me a year ago on my birthday, and the out breath was everything, like that was expelling. And because you put all of the effort into the out breath, almost like contracting the stomach, like the Kundalini fire breath. The in-breath is the breath of God. It comes in naturally. You don't need to breathe it in. It's actually so the breath of God is just given. It's just taken in. And thank you. Yes, if we don't rest and we don't pause in between activities, we do get out of alignment and we can get sick and unbalanced. And it is a balance down here. It is the earth plane, and it's good to not get stuck in running around in the ethers. I do see a lot of light bearers being ungrounded, especially in Mount Shasta, where the energy is very strong. It's very important. The people that are really grounded are the people who go into nature, and they have a balanced life. They come to Starbucks and have a cup of coffee. You know, coffee is my medicine sometimes, grounding. And it's earth medicine. I've made peace with it, actually. And it's actually really beautiful to just be sitting here and grounding into the earth with a medicine from the earth and just being here with some food and some protein. it's super important. I'm going to keep going on about this. I really am. And the messages I got last year with inner child work and grounding is what really needs to happen with the light bearers right now. And tearing the veils down is important. It's really super important to take care of the nurturance and listen to our body. Last night I was tired. I couldn't stand one more moment when they wanted us to stand. And I sat down. I went and lay down. I noticed that balance between keep going as a warrior and really take the medicine of lay down. You're tired, and there's humility in that. There's no, like, loss of faith. Who cares about looking good? you know. And then I was asked to stand up for the closing, and that was fine. But my body just said, I'm pushing way beyond my boundaries right now. I need to sit down. And I did, and I'm really, really hoping that my over-warriorship, doership of the past, of feeling okay about myself by doing, can be overcome with the gentleness, this dear medicine of gentleness and ease and dignified grace. And that's my message.
Oh-ho.
Ah. Oh, yes. Thank you, Joel. Thank you for sharing that. And we do need to take care of ourselves and recognize what's going on and not just deny those needs. I know that it's important sometimes to be the warrior, to push through, to go the distance. And at other times, going the distance doesn't happen unless we go within and be at peace and regroup and just sometimes sleep all day. And that has to happen. So thank you all for
And Rhonda, there's one more piece I want to share. I know it's a lot of sharing, but it is a bit of a download. There's one more piece I want to share, especially for women out there, but as men, you know that you need to hear this too, is that if you do not get your needs met by even your beloved, what I got from the resurrection ceremony I did was even if you do not get your needs met by those around you, we have to be our own advocate, and that codependency of looking for something outside of us to fix us or give us permission to rest. I cleared out a lot of abandonment when I was up there, and abandonment was abandoning myself, and it's not possible to abandon myself if I don't choose to do it. God never abandons me. So to step up and be my own mother and make an agreement with ourselves. And I made an agreement with Jewel, with higher self Jewel, and little Julie, her birth name, and Buster, her cat. And, of course, the circle does include all of you and Michael, but sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it's just the three of us, and we ground in together, and we put our wings around us, and we retreat, and we advocate for ourselves. This is what I want. We draw the line. And we say, no, this is how I'm going to honor myself. And it doesn't have to be a fight or an argument or aggressive. And some of us women are learning to how to put boundaries in, and it's a little messy. And we sound a little stern, and I am seeing that in myself, a little stern, to speak up for myself. And I'm working with that. But to just command the respect from others to say, no, this is my boundary. I'm taking a rest, and it doesn't have to be a drama. And I'm going to let you do what you need, but I'm going to take care of myself now. And we have to be our own advocate and our own self. And be true to ourselves. And that's
and you know what? That's how we may abandon ourselves, Jewel. You were focusing on abandonment of yourself, but one of the ways we abandon ourselves is by not recognizing what we require in order to heal and not recognizing that we are truly never abandoned because we are always one with our I am self, God in us. God is always with us and never abandoned.
Exactly. And, you know, it is a journey with this, as Shakespeare said, to thine own self be true, for then it can follow as day the night. Thou canst not be false to any man. And so when we're true to ourselves first, then every word we speak comes from that presence instead of that people-pleasing, social anxiety, caffeinated conversation that we're so busy with our smartphones and our busyness. And I've gone through a lot of that myself. So the peace inside is advocating for ourselves and being that peace. And it may not look enlightenment like what we think it is. It's just being in that stillness. And I do appreciate the experience last night that I could just generate that stillness within me, but also actually take breaks from the energy. the craziness that I was seeing, that I didn't want to be part of a couple of times in the night. And I took a break. I took a rest from it. Aho! It's actually awesome.
Aho!
Aho! Okay, so thank you all for sharing that. That's truly beautiful. And I think we're going to be ending the recording soon, so I'm going to go ahead and end the show. And I so appreciate each one of you. I'm so grateful for you sharing your experiences on this Violet Bank Saturday. And I think that all that we've shared can benefit all those who listen in. And we're grateful for you, our listening audience. So thank you very much. And we'll end with a little song. And we'll see you next week on Violet Bank Saturday. Thank you.
Thank you. And we'll be back during the week. We'll be back during the week on our weekly shows a couple of times. So look out for us online. We've been traveling and not abandoned the show, but it had to go into the background a little bit, and apologize for that. We'll be back.
Have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.